Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Shamika Tia. Today is Monday. Is it Monday? Today's Monday, May 6, 2019. And today's show is titled When Breaking Up Goes Wrong. And normally I do more of the hardcore meat teaching, but today, because that's all I can think about, because it's so terrible and so horrible, I can't concentrate on nothing else. I'm barely eating. I'm not sleeping. So I can't think of anything else. So I want to talk about it. I have to talk about it. I don't see a therapist. Maybe I need to start. But it's so terrible and it's so horrible. So I have to talk about it because that's all I can think of. And I'm still going through it. Okay? So, for those that would like to call in, the guest dialing number is 563-999-3682. 563-999-3682. And at 43 years old, I thought when you just say it's over, goodbye, that that would be sufficient, but it's not. It's not. So we're going to just go through a nice process. If you are currently in a relationship now and contemplating breaking up, please do not break up yet until we go through these details. Because if somebody would have told me, wait before you break up, breaking up can go wrong, I would have been like, what? Now it's gone all wrong. I would have rather stay in a toxic relationship than to go through this type of breaking up and getting hate texts from cousins and family members telling me how my relationship went. At 43, and he's 49, he's almost 50, but I'm explaining to relatives about my relationship and about my body to that cousin. Where the, try not to curse, but where the fuck they do that at? Where in the history of the United States of America and the globe, where does it say that when you break up with somebody at our age that you have to explain to the family? And then you get hate messages. So you're already trying to get that person to stop calling you and texting you. And then you're getting relatives calling and texting you, bad-mouthing you, and trying to tell you how your relationship went. It's horrible, and it's terrible. They want them to be strong. I don't even have any strength left. I'm telling you, it's horrible. It is horrible. I had to call the police. I mean, to just be like, can you tell them to leave me alone and stop texting me and stop calling me? Then they're threatening to call my job. Like, this is, yeah. When you break up with somebody, when do calling their job even is a thought? Well, she don't want to be with me, I'm going to call her a job. Why does that even get put in the thought process? Why and where? Because y'all didn't tell me that. We don't do that up north. We don't do that up north. You know, if you break it with somebody, they don't want to leave you at home, the hell alone, pop them upside the head or whatever the case may be, or you call some cousins. The cousins we call. It ain't to be like, why are you gonna be with my cousin? You this, you that, oh my God, you did my cousin dirty. Like, we don't do it like that. We do another type of your cuz. I got a problem. Like, we do it a little bit different. So, I don't know. This is Georgia. Culture shock. I'm 43. We don't do it like that in our late 30s. We don't even do that in our 30s.
we just say, listen, this is not working out, and then it's over. We don't, I mean, I get, you don't want to break up, you know, you want to stick to case, and, you know, you want to go back and forth. I get that. Sometimes breakups need a whole process. With my ex, before this ex, it took, literally, I'm not even kidding, 2012 to 2016 before, that was the weaning off process, so I did it. But that was for that kind of relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were living together, like, it was so much more intense. And, yeah, I mean, that was a process. But this here, I don't understand it. I only get 6 days off a month, so we wasn't living together. We don't have any assets. I don't have your car. I don't have your car in my name. You don't have your car in my name. We not on apartment leases together. What's the matter? What's wrong? I don't have your kid. I'm not taking you to court for child support. What's the matter? It's not working out. It's not working out. You know what I'm saying? It's not working out. Because I don't want to spend my 6 days arguing. It's not working out. So I don't want to be with you anymore. Nicely. I'm saying it like this now, but no, nicely. Hey, you know me. Hey, I'm always considerate of people's feelings. Hey, can you stop calling me? Hey, no more. Hey, you know, nice, considerate. Okay, all right. I'm busy. I'm at work. Like, I work so many hours and I have so much to do that I don't really have time to be arguing about the breakup. Then I had to argue about the breakup. Then, oh, you want to go on a last date? Okay, we can go on a last date. That turns to more arguing about the breakup. So you don't break up like that. So that's why I'm doing this show. You don't, please don't break up the way I broke up. You don't wanna. Please. Do not break up the way I break up. When you break up, delete, block, that's it. No more dates, no more weeks. Let's be friends, let's be cool. Let's go out from time to time. Let's go on dates. Let's do, no, that's not how you break up. And I know that now. It's not how you break up. What you mean and mean what you say. Because I'm still breaking up. I'm still breaking up. I'm still trying to break up. As of 5 o'clock, I'm still trying to break up. I still was on text messages with the cousin trying to break up with her. She seems to have jumped in my relationship. So I was trying to break up with her too. Like, stop texting me, please. Who are you again? Why does that even matter? I was trying to break up with her. Him. What? I'm trying to break up with family. Damn, y'all do it differently up south, in the South. I'm in the South. In New York, we just be like, yo, it ain't working out. And that's usually sufficient. If somebody told me it's not working out, well, first of all, let me rewind. I only been broke up with once. Let me tell you why. Because I give people 100%. So when I give 100% and I get back 10, that tips my scale. But when I give you 100%, can I get back 50? That's what tips the scale. 120%. And I get 60. That's giving. On E. And that's what happened with me. Right on E. I didn't have nothing else to give. After me I didn't have a text left in me. It was just like, you know, when you sit me like this, looking at the person, like, it's time to go. You know, if you can't even, you don't even want to talk about anything, it's time to go. I just can't, like, y'all really don't even understand what's happening right now. I'm still breaking up as we speak. I'm still breaking up. I have to go to the courthouse tomorrow to break up even more. I had to call the police today to say, can you help me break up with them? I'm still breaking up. So, having said that, I have an outline. Let's follow the outline. Somebody else asked for the number. It's the guest dialing number. If you want to talk about your breakup, or you can give me some tips. I don't have a therapist. I probably need to get one. Because I'm using your therapist. And that's my turn. Because I need help breaking up. Because it's over, it's not clicking, it's not switching. That's turning to the family being involved and sending messages and texts and pictures to me. And it's bad. It's worse than I'm saying. It's worse than I'm saying. It's probably 50% worse than what I'm saying. This is a whole nother show. I'm talking about breaking up. Don't break up like how I broke up. There's another way to break up. We won't get into that. But the phone number is 563-999-3682. 563-999-3682. Oh, my God, it's 8 o'clock already? Wow. Let me run upstairs real quick. Check in, making sure everybody's arrived, and come back downstairs. Because I was supposed to start the show at 7. But then I had to call the officer again to help me pick up. He called me back. Detectives are involved. Oh, my God, it's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It is a mess. Let me go check upstairs and make sure everything's all right, because it's still 1 o'clock, and then I'll come back down, and then we're going to get into, I should have titled the show, How Not to Break Up. Do not break up how Shamika breaks up. Being considerate of people's feelings, just do it. Okay, but hold on. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Okay, my bad. Okay, again, yeah, those that would like to call in, the guest dialing number is, again, 563-999-3682. Okay, let's take it from the top with this breakup. Woo! Okay, so
starting from my notes, and I got pages and pages. Like I said, I couldn't even think of anything else. Pages and pages and pages and pages and pages. Pages and pages. I might even go with the intro. Let's just get right into it. Let me see if anybody has any questions so far. Watching. Thank you, everyone. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to do that. Here we go. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Justin said, be strong. I'm trying, Justin. I just don't have no strength. It's going so fast. Thank you, everyone. Charlie Felton says, just got here. Hey, y'all. Hey, Charlie. Oh, my goodness. It keeps doing that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you. I know I missed something. I was just writing, Charlie. Oh, my God. I don't even want to get back into it. He says, okay, I see. How long was this? How long was what? The relationship or the breakup? I think that the breakup was longer than the relationship. The breakup was longer. I'm not even kidding. The breakup was longer than the relationship. Woo! Okay. The first part of my notes is analyze. When you were in a relationship, and when I say relationship, I mean you are giving 100% of yourself. You're giving 100% of everything. You all in type relationship. I'm not talking about that little cat and mouse stuff. I'm talking about you're in a relationship, almost contemplating marriage is the type of breakup I'm talking about. So if y'all dating, I mean, if you dating somebody now and they already kind of being a little possessive, get out now. You know, get out now. And be careful how you get out. We'll get to that. But now I want to just discuss being in a relationship when you're giving 100%, all you, you're all in, and you kind of getting frustrated, none of your stuff is being heard or being taken serious, as far as, like, let's say you tell somebody, yo, I don't like that, and then they keep doing that, or yo, I don't like this, and they keep doing that. For example, a big one that I hear in couples all the time is yelling. Some people don't like people yelling at them. So if you keep saying, yo, why are you yelling at me? I don't know I'm yelling at you. That was what my ex, and he didn't like me yelling. And I was like, all right, that's cool. We can, but then he started yelling. I mean, anyway, flashback. So that's for an example. Let's say you tell somebody, and you can't say stop yelling at me while y'all in the both in the village yelling. That's something you want to be discussing as couples. We should be discussing what we like and don't like early on in the relationship, so that when you come to that road where that person's doing stuff that you discussed early on that you didn't like, and they start doing that, you already know that somewhere along the line, respect's not there. You know what I mean? So this is stuff that you need to start analyzing. Does this person respect me? Because I told them I didn't like that. Or her. I'm not biased in this. I told her I didn't like that. And every time she keeps doing that. You know, another one is the cell phones. People always have a problem with whoever they're with always being on their phone. Listen, honey, when you come home from work and, you know, it's me and the kids, can you put the phone down for a minute and give us your undivided attention? And let's say every time he comes home from work, every time she comes home from work, she's always on her phone, and that's where the frustration, you know, when you start getting along that exhausted argument, the frustration starts building. Yo, honey, how much longer are you going to be on your phone? Oh, no, I'm just, you know, everything's, I'm just doing this. No, I'm just doing. Start analyzing. I mean, do I think a cell phone should break it? Look, no. That's not my thing. My thing is you pick up your phone, I'm picking up mine. You're good. I want to check Facebook anyway, you know. So, but for some people, that's deal breakers for them. They feel like you're not giving them their undivided attention. Me, I don't mind the phone. I really don't mind that. Like I said, if you're going to pick up your
be on it for a while. While you're on yours, I'm going to get on mine, and I can check my social media as well. You know, so that's not really, you know, a deal breaker for me, but that's one of the things that couples have an issue with is, you know, their significant other always being on the phone. Sorry, I just had to send this. I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone while I'm on the phone. But so I'm giving examples of you telling your mate, your significant other, I'm not going to talk about married people right now because I like to talk from my zone because my marriage wouldn't go like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm not married now. I've seen little things in people, and I say to myself, I am never married this nigga. But in my mind, was he cool to still rock with for now? You know what I'm saying? But, so I'm not even talking about married people. But if you're married and you're feeling like getting a divorce, that's a whole nother conversation. Maybe you probably want to speak legal counsel because that's a whole nother realm. But this is just for couples that, you know, regular couples that, you know, rocking and giving each other 100%, but trying to scurry up out of there, that you want to first analyze, and this is why I'm telling you, you want to analyze breaking up first, because some people break up prematurely, and they're not ready for the repercussions of breaking up. Repercussions come with that person getting with somebody else. Repercussions could be you missing that person, or you still want to be with that person, but then you start thinking, wow, well, the little, maybe I should just let him be on his phone. Like, you know what I mean? And you start saying, was that really that big of a deal to break up if you break up prematurely? So that's why I'm talking about analyzing the breakup first before you just could jump and go break up. Because that can have consequences to it, okay? Sorry, I'm just sending this out. And y'all funny style too. I never ask y'all to share my videos, and y'all don't even take the time to do so. But y'all funny style, so I'm sharing my video, okay? I don't like asking people to do a lot of work for me. I'm doing myself. The fact that I could even smile or crack a joke is shocking right now. If y'all really knew what I was going through, and I'm downplaying it so much. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, we'll do that. Uh-oh, my computer's testing down. That's what happened because the phone is charging.
I've been on the phone all day trying to break up. It's test down. Let me open it. Yeah, so analyze. So I wrote down, when is it time? Okay.
Let me close this out.
Okay, so in the I wrote down, when is it time? This is what the part you want to analyze. When is it time to break up? Is it too premature or worse, too late? Like you've been in longer than you should have. That's also not cool either because you start to change and you don't realize it at the time because you're just so busy trying to hold on and latch on to that person. Some people are codependent, and we'll talk about that later, because that's a show we need to have. Matter of fact, I'm going to write a note to do a show on codependency. But some people just latch on so much that they don't know when it's time to let go, and they stay too long. Probably I'm in that category, too, because I've seen the little knick-knack paddywhacks early on that I was like, You know what I mean? Competition. Everything is a competition. That's another thing. If you're in a relationship, and your spouse, not spouse, but your boyfriend or your girlfriend is competitive, everything is a competition. Everything is, oh, I do this better than you, or red flag, red flag. Anyway, I'm sorry, I can't help but keep thinking about my situation. So I wrote down, when communication about your likes and dislikes are ignored, that's when you want to start analyzing, is this worth sticking it out or tap out now? I wrote, when the bad outweighs the good. If you're always frustrated, always arguing, or you can't even go on a date, you can't even go out to dinner because you're going to be arguing and worse, fighting or getting kicked out, is it worth breaking up or worth sticking it out? That's what you want to analyze. I'm not saying break up because of that. I'm saying analyze. Is this worth breaking up? You know? The next one I wrote down is, when frustration, arguing, irritation increases, is this worth sticking it out or should I tap out now? Because here's the situation. Some people don't mind arguing. Some people like a good argument, to be honest with you. Me? Nope. I used to. Those that know me, I was always up for a good argument. But in my relationship now, I don't know, it's weird. When I turned 40, my tolerance level dropped to zero. It really did drop to zero at some point, and I didn't even realize it had did that until I got into a relationship, and then stuff that I could put up with or stuff that wasn't a big deal became so irritating and so irritating, and I would be like, in my mind, like, damn, years ago, this wasn't even a big deal, but for some reason, it's irritating the hell out of me, you know, and I'm like, why am I so bothered by this, you know? It's weird. You change. You change. Maybe you grow up. I don't know. But you change and you grow, and then that's the stuff you want to start analyzing. Your health. Is your health being affected by all that arguing and all that frustration? Because after a while, every doctor will tell you, a lot of these sicknesses and diseases is linked to stress. You see what I'm saying? So if you're constantly in a stressful situation, after a while, no matter how latched on or codependent you are on that person, it's going to start taking effect on your health. I checked my blood pressure on Monday when I was trying to break up, and it was at 170-something over 105 or something like that. And that was low because I had checked it before. It was a little bit higher than it was like 185 or something else. So I didn't even realize how stressed out I was. And I was like, wow, this is weird. So my body's starting to respond to this stress. You see what I'm saying? I was like, okay, weird. My doctor's even trying to put me on blood pressure meds, and I was like, no, I'm not an old lady. And he was like, no, it has nothing to do with you being old. He's like, if your blood pressure stays elevated for too long, it can actually start, the rest of your body can start malfunctioning because of it. And I was like, for real? Because I'm thinking, okay, I just have high blood pressure, leave me alone. He's like, no, if you don't get your blood pressure down and stabilize it, it can start messing up other parts of your body. And I'm like, for real? And I'm like, oh, no. So I actually have an appointment on the 17th, actually, and he's going to check it then. And then you're not getting it. From since I left that apartment, that appointment, all this other stress got dumped on me. Yeah. Staying too long. Analyzing too long. One more date. And now my blood pressure, I need to be on meds because I don't know how to break up. You see what I'm saying? Breaking up went terribly wrong. Yeah. But I'm not getting on my blood pressure medicine because I'm getting rid of stress for sure. Because I don't want to be. I just feel weird being on blood pressure medicine. I feel like that's for senior citizens or something like that. It's weird. That's how I feel. I feel like it is a matter of me cutting stress out of my life and me having to pay money to buy these medicines, and then those medicines always lead to other issues because, yeah, you're bringing my blood pressure down, but now I got a liver problem. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I know about this medicine. So all the way around, I'm not getting on it. I don't care what he says. But at the same time, you know, I got to be smart about it as well. Like, does that lead to heart attack or stroke? I don't know. It's just weird to even have this conversation at 43 years old when I got one kid and he's grown. He's 26 years old. Why in the hell should I be stressed out about anything? You see what I'm saying? Anything. My fault. I know. So anyway, when frustration, arguing, irritation, and all of that increases, your health is going to start being affected by it like mine was. That's when you want to start analyzing. Would my health be better without this person, or would my health be better with this person? Like, are you going to be more stressed out if you break up or less stressed out if you break up? In my case, it was less stressed out. Well, I haven't broken up yet. I'm still trying to break up. But in my case, I decided it would be less stressful for me to break up. Breaking up, because I'm still breaking up. But in my case, it was break the hell up. So analyze that. For you, it may be different. Some people break up and they're miserable, you know, and their stress level goes up. That's, like I said, we only have to analyze process before you break up, okay? When name calling increases, fighting, whether that's physical, when it starts, you know, that's what they call it, scuffling. Is it called scuffling? I don't call it scuffle. You're either fighting or you're not. But when you start that pushing and shoving and roughing up and all that, careful. Maybe time to break up because now your boundaries is totally being crossed. And guys, I don't know if you know it or not, but we don't like being put out of our comfort zone. So don't put your woman in a position to be out of her comfort zone. You grabbing her up and roughing her up, and then she's feeling afraid because your argument is, why did you hit you? Yeah, you didn't hit me, but you shoving me and you roughing me up and you grabbing me up and yoking me up, and I'm afraid. So if you're putting her in a position to be out of her comfort zone, not knowing what your next move is going to be, it's equivalent to if you would have hit her. So stop it. Next, when you don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, that may be time to break up, okay? You don't see it getting better. You don't see y'all talking about it, not arguing. And if it comes to y'all always arguing, maybe, you know, or worse, you bring up what you don't like about that person and they have a clap back for you. Like, let's say, for example, you say, listen, I don't like you always from the time you walk in the door, you always on your phone. I can't even talk to you. You know, we can't even sit at the dinner table and eat. You always on your phone. And you clap back to something like, I ain't say nothing. You know, when you went out with your homegirls yesterday, like, you know, they clap back with something else. Analyze that breakup because the response should have been, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. I just got caught up on social media. I'm in this group. If they're not explaining to you what the thing is or apologizing, my bad, I'm sorry, no, okay, I'm going to put it down, let me just finish this fast text, let me just tell everybody I got to go, you know, because I've been there, like I said, the phone is not my problem, I don't have a problem with whoever I'm with on the phone, I'm going to get on the muzzle, but, you know, if you're telling that person and they clap back with something else that you're doing, start analyzing the breakup and see, is it worth breaking up or just letting him or her do what they do, because when that clap back starts clapping back, that means they've already lost respect for what they're saying, and they're already not going to. I just got a text, not the breakup text. I got a civil text. Thank you, Jesus. It's so nice to see a text that doesn't involve breaking up. Yeah, I don't understand. I've been cringing every time my phone does a thing. I'd be like, and then, oh, I've been cringing. I'm not even kidding you. I just heard a ding, and just now it just took me back to. It's worse than I'm telling you. It's worse than I'm saying. It's worse than I'm saying. Okay. Here's another one. This is a bad one. When someone else hits the scene, I wrote down a new friend, and a new employee or coworker, new calls, new texts, staying out late nights, just distant mentally. Give a little grace to analyze. You know what I mean? Give a little grace to analyze and allow the hype to pass. Let's say you're in a relationship and whoever you with, they get a new coworker. You're going to start hearing about them. Oh, this new guy came to my job. And like, she always talking about this guy from her job. Okay. Give it a grace little period, you know, give it a little grace period and see where that's going to go. Number one, although you don't want to hear about this guy from her job or this guy from her or this girl from his job, and you know that they're thinking about that person when they should be really in at the house and just be about y'all, but that's kind of healthy at first because at least you know what they're thinking. When they stop talking about that person, that's when you want to be like, they probably went to lunch today, or they probably went out today, or she came home late. She probably, like, you know, it's just analyzing. And guys, y'all may not know about this. This is what girls do. You know, we'd be like, just give me a job, huh? Okay, let's see where this goes. Now, one of two things is going to happen, and this is weird, and this is why I really don't feel like men and women should be working closely together, because they start liking each other, especially if they're both attracted, they start liking each other. And after you start liking each other, you have the decision to make, you know, are you going to pursue anything or just like each other? For how long can you like somebody? Or how long can you really be so attracted to somebody and eventually, you know, nothing happens? Like, how long does that continue? How long? So only y'all know. In a case of mine, that was years ago, I ended up having, you know, an office affair. I would never do that again. I date somebody I work with, but I did because, again, it just builds and builds and builds and builds. And that person starts dressing differently, starts acting differently. All of a sudden, he making sure he get his hair cut every week. You're going to know something is different. And but at that point, you want to just analyze for a minute first before you, and don't even open your mouth. Here's the thing. This should only be going on up here. You should not be vocalizing what you're thinking. Oh, boy, a girl is another, you know, another bitch. It's your job. Oh, you want me yapping, huh? You know, no. Because nobody wants to be accused of anything that is innocent. So, or I should say, normal, and I hate to say liking somebody is normal at your job or in a situation where you have to work closely together, but we're animals. So, you know, you look in and you talk in and you're working on the projects together. After a while, you start liking each other. A lot of that is normal. It's just normal. It's just the way it is. And but that doesn't mean anybody's going to act on it. So you hope your mate stays in that room of just liking the person or saying in their mind, "Ooh, man, if I wasn't in a relationship, man, you can get it." But you hope it just stays in his or her head and not become outward, which is nothing you can do about it. So stay quiet is what I'm saying. Just listen to, "Oh, this girl at my job, or this guy at my job, Just listen. Just like, "Word, oh my God." That's when you want to put on, "Word, okay, wow, okay." In your mind, like, no. But but, you know, outward, just keep it together. Keep it together, because it can become really irritating if you start accusing that person of having an affair and they're not. So you don't want to even touch that. Don't even touch that. And worse, what you're doing is giving them ammunition to go back to work that next day. Guess what? My wife said she thought me and you was messing around. What? Oh, my gosh. She's so insecure. And then she starts bad-mouthing you, throwing darts at him, and he don't even know what's coming his way. Okay? Women, you know what time that is. Men, they're too dumb, like, duh, they never see it coming. But we know how we are with it. Oh, my gosh, she's so insecure. What she got to worry about? If I had a man like you, I wouldn't be insecure. Don't ever put yourself in a situation to have your man or your woman go back and tell somebody you think they're messing around. Save that conversation for your homegirls. Save that conversation for your homeboys. Don't express that to the person you're in a relationship with, because it will backfire on you. Not can, it will backfire on you, because that person at some point or another is going to let that person know you have a problem. They will. And all that person would never say, oh, well, I can understand that. We work a lot of hours together. We're going on business trips together. I can understand why she would think that, or I can understand why he would think that. They would never say it on behalf of your boyfriend or girlfriend. They'll use that to throw darts. You know what I'm saying? And don't give either one of them that conversation about you. That's one thing. I gotta put my phone up and sit that. My battery's low. Am I going to get the pop-up? There it is. Hold on. I just plugged out my phone. These batteries burn out so quick. Cool. Okay. The battery is low. Don't say anything, because that person will, then that'll be a conversation that they can have some intimate key-keying about you. And it doesn't stop there. The next thing, what your wife said today about me? Leave it alone. Call somebody about that. And I can talk about cheating, which is a very, very gray area. And to me, there should be nothing about analyzing cheating. But that's a whole nother ball game. If somebody's cheating on you, and y'all just in a relationship, y'all not married, bounce. Immediately. Get out of there. Regular. No discussion. It's a discussion. I'm talking about relationships that you gave 100% to. Not you half mouth, cat mouth, and you know, that person, and you some time and calling some time and texting. They don't know if it's a girlfriend or not. Nobody's claiming each other. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you, like, having even right? My next page is also a continuation of analyzing. David Moore Washington. This is a million-dollar question, because, like, I said, that comes along with a third problem, like me. But analyze, is this person worth fighting for, worth working it out? Some may even say, even if they've gotten into another relationship, but you only know, like, let's say you would give somebody 50%, and then you got into another relationship, and you're like, oh, wow, this crushed me. I didn't even have felt that way. And now you want to get that person back. I get that. I don't judge anybody. To each of them, I'm not qualified to judge anybody. That's why nobody should be judging me, but relatives like to do that, so whatever. But I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, analyze. Wow, I'm ready to go forward with this person. I didn't even know, you know, how I was going to feel like that. Sometimes just even not giving somebody 100% of your time and attention, and then you get into another relationship with somebody else, shakes and wakes you. So if that happens, you need to let that person know that, hey, dang, I didn't even take you that serious at first, and I'm sorry I was taking you for granted, because that's what it's called. It's taking that person for granted, like I was taken for granted until I met somebody else. Now everybody want to play, oh, I want to get back together. But, all right, that's all I can think of. But if that person's taking you for granted, sometimes them getting or meeting somebody else may shake them up and wake them up, like in my case. And you both have to analyze, is this new person worth pursuing solely, or should I give this person another shot, another chance at getting it right before I go full speed ahead with this other person? That's another gray area you need to have. How does God say it? God says stay with the second person. Because if the first person, and I'm paraphrasing, if the first person was worth all that, there wouldn't be no such thing as the second person. But so buddy. Okay. So like I was saying, that's a very, very weird area. It's a very, very weird spot to be in, because now all of a sudden that person wants to step up when you met somebody. It's always like that. So you was taking me for granted. The minute I met somebody else, oh, I love you. Girl, I love you. I'm just playing. You know what I'm saying? Now you want to get back with me. Because somebody else is on the scene. You see what I'm saying? It's always like that. Guys especially, y'all are like that. Y'all are like that. I need to be biased for a minute. Y'all are like that. Y'all are like that. You know what I mean? You want to take us for granted. And then the minute another cat step up on the scene, now you know what I'm saying? Oh, now you want to be Mr. Right. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. In my book, that's actually hating, and that's being very selfish and jealous. You know, you should be like, congratulations, wow, I know he'll treat you much better than I did, and I'm sorry that I even gave dude a chance to kind of slip up and slide up in my place. Sorry, but you know what? I'm going to bow out now because I don't want to interfere and mess y'all up because I wasn't ready for you. You see what I'm saying? Like, you think the conversation would go that way? No, it doesn't, because it did not, in my case, still breaking up, okay? And the family don't know that part, but I'm still breaking up. That's how it went, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to, that's why I say, give people 100%, then there won't be no other person, okay? Unless they're just a total POS. You got people like that. You can give them 210%. They'll still cheat on you. I'm not talking about cheaters. That's talking about cheaters. I'm talking about breaking up because you've given all of yourself and there's nothing else left to give. And then somebody else steps up on the scene and now that person want to come back and get back in first class. Didn't you rip up your ticket to first class? Oh, you want your seat back? Oh, no, somebody else is sitting there. I gave that seat away. Huh? No? They got to get up out your seat. Oh, you're going to have to stand at the concession desk and purchase another ticket. Right? That's how it goes when you rip up your ticket and give it, give your seat to somebody else. Don't get up out that seat until you're ready to get off the plane. Or did you want a seat in coach? Because now you're sitting on coach and you want your first class ticket back. There's no more seats available in first class. You're going to have to sit in coach by the emergency exit. That's how it works. So if you do not want to sit in the emergency exit, give people 100%. If you are not willing to give people 100% and they meet somebody else, you tap out. You don't step up at that point. That's wrong. You tap out. Oh, Dad, my bad. Oh, you messed up. Oh, my God. I didn't even know you were seeing somebody. You're seeing somebody. Don't say they're cheating on you. How is that cheating? If you ripped up your ticket and gave away your seat and you want to come back, how the hell can you come back to that seat and say, you sitting in my seat, get up? Where do they do that? Nowhere. Nowhere would that seat be honored. You got to go back and get another ticket. That's not your seat anymore. And they start yelling around everybody on the plane that that person's in their seat. And worse, start saying the airline did something wrong. You were wrong to give up my seat. You robbed me of my money. No, you ripped up your ticket and we sold the seat. You robbed me. It's because I'm black, right? That'll come out next. I know all about it. Next. Explains why you can't get your first class ticket back. But the ripped up ticket is sitting in the garbage. And that person's got a comfortable seat in your spot, in your old spot. Now you're mad. Now you want to rip that person up out of your old first-class seat. And you're going to tell everybody on the plane that that person stole your ticket and that you were wrong. And you want to sue the airline and get that person afforded off that ticket. That's how they do it in Georgia. That's how they do it in Georgia. That's what I'm going through right now. I'm still going through it. It's terrible. And they won't let the plane take off. The plane can't go anywhere. And they get other passengers to get on board and say, why are you sitting in that seat? And that passenger's like, it's my seat now. I bought this first class ticket. And the other passengers are mad at the new person sitting in that seat and saying, you stole that person's ticket. And the first class passenger saying, no, I didn't. But I was looking on when it got ripped up. And I said, oh, that seat's going to be available. I want to sit there. And I'm going to sit there. But now that person sees somebody else in their seat, the old seat that they didn't want, now it's a problem. Stop it. Stop it. You look silly. Stop it. Next. Is it worth restarting? This is also how you do not want to break up like me. This is what I tried to do. Get up out the first class ticket. Since we can't, nobody else can board, and the plane's not going to be able to take off, can you move over to coach and let the person that ripped up the seat sit back in their seat, and let's see if they can be civil so we can all take off on this plane? Is where I messed up. Because you don't do that. not break up like me. When that person that gave you 50% on your 100% and you met another person that was willing to give you, I'm not going to say 100 either, I'm going to say 75%. And make a decision right then and there. Are you going to take the 75% or restart with the 50%? Because sometimes you can hit a reset button in a relationship. And I've been in that situation too, where we just hit a total restart and just totally start from the beginning. Nobody talking about what you did and what you said and remember that time and remember this time. Where you just kind of hitting off and going from today, you both realize you miss each other and you love each other and you want to just kind of rekindle and start again. Yeah, I was there. I did that. But that's the decision, and it requires careful consideration. And I didn't carefully consider it. I just said, get up out of the seat and let that person sit there that ripped up the ticket and see if we can all take off on this plane now. And we did, and then turbulence kicked in. Bad turbulence. So, I'm not going to tell you not to do that. I'm going to say, and this is why I'm going to tell you not to do that. I want you
okay.
I want everybody to have and be with who they want to be with, really, really want to be with. I'm not talking about sleeping around and hopping and bed hopping and you can do it. You don't know what you want. I mean, no. You really know what you want and you choose that person, be with that person. Yeah, you want to consider the other person's feelings, but probably never tell anybody, don't take the 75%, don't take the 50%. I wouldn't even say don't take the 20%. Take the percent you want, okay? But where does that leave you with the 75%? And you know what I'm saying? That's a very, very dark area to be in because nobody understands that part. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to understand that part. Nobody wants to understand how if you're giving somebody 100%, getting that city, and then somebody with 75% presents itself, then the 50 want to try to get back, pluck out the 70%, like nobody, and then you temporarily consider the 50%, then go, like nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody would even understand that. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to remember this is about the analyzing process. To be solely sold out, like if your mentality is, I can't rock with the 75% because I'm still thinking about what could have been with the 50%, analyze that for a minute. Is that fair to the 75% to start giving them 50%? You see what I'm saying? That's usually what happens too. When two people that not quite ready to break up, if they break up prematurely, the new people you guys get with is not getting your 100% because you're still 25% there. Or worse, 50% still in the other, which you just left. Go get your 25% back if you need to go get it back. Okay? Some people call it closure. No, closure is a stupid word. You're not ready. You're not ready. And that's okay too. You know, in my situation, I wasn't quite ready, you know, and then when the 50% added on 75%, then it became two 75% positions. Oh, my God, wait a minute. And then the 75 that added on, the 50 that added on the 25 that became 75 dropped down to 10. And I'm like, what in the? Then dropped down to zero. Then dropped down to in the hole. That's not a good place to be in. Because I'm still at 100. I'm still at 100. I'm still at 100%. Lord, I'm still family.
I told y'all that. I'm still breaking up with the family. I'm still breaking up with the family. I just got a text.
I'm still breaking up with the family. Anyway, so when that 70, when that 50 turns 75, drops down to 10 to 0 and in the negative hole, and you're still at 100, it's nothing else to analyze, is what I'm saying about this whole analyzing process. At that point, it's nothing to analyze. You're in the negative now. Just like the person that gave up the first class ticket, ripped it up, somebody else sat in the seat, you gave it up so that the ripped up person could sit back in the seat. So that's like they sit in that seat and then start picking fights with other people on the plane. Now you've got to do an emergency landing. Oh, Lord, I'm breaking up the family.
I'm still breaking. I told y'all, I'm still breaking up with the family. I'm still breaking up with the family.
I'm still breaking up with the family. Anyway, so then you got to make an emergency. Lord, then you, I'm still breaking up with the family. It was harassment. Anyway, now you got to make an emergency landing, okay? And guess what? You can't land the plane with a full tank of fuel. You see what I'm saying? You've got to dump that fuel out. You got to dump that fuel out. You got to dump the fuel. You cannot land a plane. Any pilots in this day, you cannot dump a plane with a full tank of gas. This is happening. You cannot land that plane with a full tank. Oh, my God. Jesus. Anyway. Still breaking up with the family. So I fail it to say, analyze it before you break up. So when you got to dump the fuel out, land that plane, because the 50 turn 75, turn 10, turn 0, turn negative, is on that plane trying to make the plane crash, so you got to land, you don't want to be in that situation. Don't break up how I broke up.
Why? I'm still dealing with the family. I'm still dealing with the family.
Anyway, don't let that passenger that ripped up their first class tickets get on that plane. That's great stuff. That they ripped up, by the way, and try to glue that ticket back together and honor that ticket. Don't break up how I break up. I'm still breaking up. Still dumping off the fuel to land the plane, to get that passenger off the plane. Oh, Lord, I'm breaking out. I'm trying to dump the fuel out to land the plane. And the whole time that person's in the air, covering up the rest of the passengers. Stirring up the rest of the passengers. Literally. I'm not even kidding. Literally. She still had to fuel out to land the plane to get the blue off the plane. Don't break up how I broke up. Shut the door. Let me get back to my bullets. Shut the door. Lock the door and tell that passenger your seat is not available. We've given that seat away. You're going to have to find another plane if this one's taken off without you. Right? Or, anyway. Oh, so that bullet point was, is it worth restarting? Is it worth picking up the ticket and trying to glue it together and have that passenger sit while the other person has to get up? Okay? The other person has to get up. The next bullet is it worth counseling? I don't think, to me, I think two people, oh my God! I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. I'm still breaking up. Anyway, here's what I feel about the counseling. If two people are in a 100-100, now we do 100-100, but they clash in, because sometimes you're giving 100, you're giving 100 at each other's. Sometimes alpha and alpha clash, okay? So if you're in a situation like that, you're an alpha female, he's an alpha male, or he thinks he is, and y'all begin to start clashing, and the relationship level, I think, oh, would you beat it? Aren't you married or something? You don't have a husband. Yeah, could y'all get her a husband? It's unhealthy. Y'all need to get her a husband. Is there any single dude that wants a girlfriend? I'm going to give you her number so you can get her off my back. This is the cousin of the 50%er. I'm breaking up with her, too. I'm trying to break up with her, too. Can y'all get, listen, who wants a girl? A pen pal? A texter? She likes to text. Start with texting and texting. Can respond. Because y'all ain't got nothing to do. Y'all watching me, I ain't got too much to do. I can give you, I got a girl for you. And I never met her. I don't even know how she looks like. She's probably cute. I don't know. You can find out. Because she needs to divert her. She needs to get a man. Because she had a man at 9 o'clock at night, I would be in bed with my man. We would be in bed exhausted. But she's here texting me about her cousin. It's unhealthy. At 9 o'clock? At 9 o'clock? I would not be texting my cousin's ex about their relationship. She needs to get you a man. Get you, please. Anybody, come on, y'all. I know there's some single dudes here. Please help me out. Please. Anyway, I have a weave like that. I have this weave image in my head. Maybe like a bad weave. You know, maybe I can talk her into being natural and cultural and getting into self and knowledge. Matter of fact, why don't y'all Kimmit? She seems like she need a Kimmit. Because a Kimmit be like, yo, what you all in your cousin's business for like that? You want to be with your cousin? Why are you all in your cousin's business? Like, you know what I mean? She need one of those dudes. Not the herbs. She need a dude that be like, yo, leave your cousin's girl. Ain't that your cousin's girl? Leave her alone. Like, she needs that kind of dude that would be like, what you doing? Mind your business. Let me speak to your cousin. Yo, keep my wife out your business. That's your business, Paul. Cause how old you, man? 49? Yo, leave my girl alone. Me and her busy. It's Monday night. We doing family time. Like, she need that kind of dude. Please, y'all help me out. Please help me out. Cause I'm still breaking up with all of them. I'm breaking up with them. Anyway, back to this. What was I saying? Counseling. So two 100%ers are clashing before they get married. I think that's a great thing. If y'all want to be together and y'all think it's worth kind of working out and sitting down with somebody at that stage before it comes into moving in and marrying and having kids and all of that and getting cars and assets exchanged, yes, do it. Do it. don't be afraid to, y'all looking me up. Y'all think I'm lying. I kid you not, I'm going to, she's texting the cousin that I told you back earlier. She's texting me. And she's saying, because I'm in a committee, I'm the freaking chairman of the committee, she's saying she's going to tell all the committee members about this relationship that I'm trying to break up. I'm trying to break it up. This is what she's saying to me. And I'm thinking, if I was on a committee and somebody from my committee member pulled me and said, hey, you know that committee member that's in your committee? Well, she did my cousin dirty. You know what I would say? You all right? I was like, maybe you sure you okay? Why in the hell is that any of my business? Did she steal money from the committee? Is she misusing the committee funds? Is she trying to scam the committee? Because I don't care what she's doing with your cuz. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I would say. But this is Georgia. The air is different out. Maybe they pick too much cotton. I don't. Maybe these are cotton-picking Negroes. I don't know why my relationship needs to be considered in the committee. I don't know. Or maybe behind the scenes, the committee is really like, what in the hell is going on with them? I got y'all if y'all are. Because sometimes when people call you with nonsense, you can't be like, girl, bye. You have to be like, word. Maybe the committee's on word. She's doing it. You know, sometimes you don't want to hurt people's feelings. Like, girl, it's Monday evening. I'm trying to be with my husband. Like, maybe. I'm hoping y'all are secretly like that, please. But be single too when they have, I don't know, I think they pick too much cotton. See, when us up north got off the plantation, they were still eating chitlins and stuff like that, because the cousin would always say that to me, you think you're better than me, and I'm like, nah. I don't, why would you say that? Like, he would say little stupid stuff, you think you're better than me, no, I don't think I'm better than you, no. Why do you even think that I think that I'm better than you? You know what I mean? Why do you think that I think I'm better than you? I spent 2 years of my life with you. I couldn't have thought I was better than you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You say little cotton Negro picking mess. I'm going to call it cotton picking mess like that. And I would always get confused. I would be like, no, I don't think that at all. I need you to stop arguing with me. Stop picking it up. Like, it would be like crazy stuff like that that he would say that makes me think the air is different out here. The cotton's different out here, I guess. The chitlins are different out here. The food's different out here. Maybe they have a pesticide that don't make the brain function the way it did, because there's not enough bacon clock on a Monday evening. I was with your cousin, who I'm trying to break the hell up with. Were you texting me? It's not. I guess if I was 21, you know, I'd be like, oh, my God, guess who she did? Girl, guess who? I don't even have. I can't even call my homegirl and be like, girl. Like, because we in our 40s, we would be like, what? If one of my homegirls called me right now and told me this, I'd be like, girl, bye. I'm doing my show. I have to go. Like, you see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But here's the thing, and this is the part that worries me, because God is very sensitive when it comes to me. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me. Just watch. If anybody, I know your body's hurting you right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know your body is hurting you right, whether you got a major migraine headache, whether something is malfunctioning in your body, you are going to experience a malfunction. I've seen it all my life. I've seen it from since I was a little girl. If anybody, and this is why I don't really get into too much knick-knack paddywhack, because I know if anybody does something against me, their body starts malfunctioning. So I'm going to ask you nicely, are you okay? He's super sensitive. He is super sensitive. And he sent me out here to do what I'm doing. And you're not getting in my way. You're getting in his way. And I'm going to ask you, are you sure? Are you sure you want to get in his way? Because your arms is too short. I'm not going to have this conversation with you. Your body is going to show and prove and line up what I'm saying to you. I've seen much less people get attacked for speaking against me. I didn't do nothing wrong with your cousin. I gave your cousin 120% of my life. Stacey, y'all saw the videos, and you know what the people on my Facebook saw? They saw the transition of the relationship malfunctioning. They saw it from every video to video. They saw me asking them, can you stop doing this? Can you stop doing that? They saw the transition. They saw the frustration. We did all that publicly and live. They saw it. They saw it. They saw it in fruition. We would always be arguing on the air. They saw us from huggy, lovey, dovey, to, yo, you go, They saw the transition. Let it go. Let it go. Before the go let you. I'm telling you, like, that's why I don't get into all that kick. Because he's so super sensitive. I'm blameless. You sure? I promise you your body's going to start malfunctioning. It ain't going to be nothing you can do about it. I'm just trying to tell you, be careful with who you messing with. Yeah, I'm going to go the legal route too because, you know, why not? But I have a whole new legal team that you know nothing about, sweetie. And it's called Almighty God. And your arms and anybody that think they have arms are too short to box with my God. I've yet to pray about you, and I've actually been waiting. That's why I kept telling you to stop texting me. Because when I get off this phone, I'm going to get on my hands and knees, and I pray a whole nother way. I'm going to give you a little sample of the way I pray. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I choke every tongue right now that would try to rise up against me in the name of Jesus. I command every enemy to bow down in the name of Jesus that is not on the same accord as me and my God. God put me here, and God is the one that can remove me from here. I command every evil, demon, devil, human agent that the devil would try to use against me to bow down. You're my footstool in the name of Jesus. That's just a little sample. Are you sure? That's just a little sample. Are you sure? Think about it. The show will be over at 9:30. 10 o'clock, I'm getting on my knees, and I pray a whole nother way. I don't go, please, Lord. Lord, you said, if your will be done. I don't do it that way. I say, Father, do you see what's going on? The enemy has risen up against me, and you are the avenger, and I command you to do something about this. Shut them up. I pray something like that, and I get way deep involved in it. Are you sure? Are you sure? From generation to generation, we'll start with you. I'm going to ask you again, are you sure you want to keep on bothering me? Are you sure? Think about it for a minute. Think about it for a minute, and then send me your answer before the show ends. Because at 10 o'clock, I'm getting on my hands and knees. And I could pray one of two ways: for the enemy to be made an example of, and to show that they are the footstool, or I could say, Father, forgive her, poor baby, for she know not what she say or do. Give her mercy and grace, Father. She had no idea. She went with what her demonic-ass cousin told her. So she didn't know. Which way do you want it, Carla? You let me know. You send me a text before 10 o'clock, boo-boo. Back to the breakup, y'all. The next bullet. Ask yourself if you're still in love with this person, because that may change things. And watch the word love. Because some people confuse codependency and lust and jealousy and envy with love. They don't know how to channel those emotions. So they seem to think that sin and not wanting to eat and not wanting to sleep and not wanting to think, like what this stupid-ass cousin is doing. He's a freaking psychopath. And he's got his family all mixed up in his nonsense, and she about to get cursed. she didn't even want to know. Heaven about to pour down on her ass. But what they seem to, you know what I'm saying, they seem to confuse that with love when it's just he's mad somebody else is on the scene. So there's jealousy and the rage is taking over. Do not confuse love for jealousy and envy or even sorrow. You know, nobody wants to break up. It's always a bad time, like, it's always a little bad time, especially when the first person moves on, the other one kind of like, you know what, Carla, I would like to know where you were in December when he was posting those pictures of him and that other chick. That's what I would like to know where you were. December 3rd, to be exact, where were you when he posted pictures of that other chick? Me and him were supposed to be rocking back then, right? You didn't have too much to say. Did you say, yo, Cuz, wait, Cuz, who's this new girl? I don't even think you brought my name up, did you? I don't think you brought my name up, did you? Okay. Now you're so outspoken. Think about it. I'm blameless. So, anyway, back to y'all. I'm sorry. Yeah, I told y'all, I'm breaking up. Don't break up how I break up. Break up another way. But ask yourself, are you still in love? Because you don't want to leave love on the table. And this is what I mean by picking up the 50%, turn 75%, drop back down to 10, now in a negative. I thought I was still in love. You see what I'm saying? That's why I said, oh, pick up that ticket, take it back up, get out of seat. I thought I was still in love. And I wanted to make sure that love wasn't being left on the table. You don't want to leave love on the table because even though somebody may not be giving you 100%, but you're in love with them, sometimes that may be worth more than just breaking up, maybe sticking it out a little bit more and maybe rehashing it and playing with it a little bit more, praying on it, like whatever you want to do, involving the Holy Spirit to intervene, asking God to send somebody to get through to them, you know, the way it needs to, talking to the pastor about it. People like to talk to people, mama. Me and my son, we don't even do that. Like, I wish my son's girlfriends would call me like, oh, hey, Miss Robin, I'm like, girl, talk to Dante. Like, you know what I'm saying? I never did that. We don't do that. But some people like to talk to people, mama. If y'all do that, y'all do that. I think they definitely do that themselves, don't they? If y'all do that, that's fine. But you may want somebody to intervene when you're in love. You don't use it. Y'all see this harassment? Anyway, you may want to have somebody intervene, okay? Preferably spiritually, okay? I wrote down, is your pressure up? Clearly, I wrote down, are you done? When you know you're done, just be done. Okay, not that date, and oh, let's go to the mountains, and let's do this. No, I should have just said no, right? I didn't. So for you, don't break up the way I break. Don't, please, don't break up the way I break up. No, say no. Okay? And then I wrote down, if you've exhausted all options of staying together, time to be out. Okay? Time to be out. Now, how we doing? 9:17? I'm going to hit these bullet points. Sorry, I got interrupted, y'all, with this chick. This is a client. But there's a breakup process. I wrote down, here's some bullets to just consider. Are there assets involved? If there's assets involved, do not destroy anything. Y'all got a car in common, or you co-sign his car or whatever. Like, don't get into that. Like, be blameless. Be blameless. Legal ramifications and all of that. Like, don't even get yourself in that situation. Okay? Like, yeah, I have to call a damn cop. So I gotta do, like, stop it. Right? Break it. Like, just stop. But, okay, the process is, are there assets involved? You need to consider that. Maybe you may want to get free consultation before you break up, so you know, like, what the – there's always legal processes and steps and all that, what you're up against. Can that person possibly – like, you never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Next. Have you gotten legal consultation? Have you gotten legal consultation? You may want to get legal consultation if there's assets involved, right? The next thing is consider what you want. Oh, my God, she's calling me now. Like, breaking up. I'm breaking up. Don't break up how I break up, because I'm still breaking up. And now I'm breaking up with a cousin that I never even met. I don't even know. I'll probably see her. I just don't know who the hell she is. I just know her name is Carla. Carla, beat it. Damn, you don't got no man. Did any man respond yet? Can y'all take this girl off my hands, please? Let me see. Did any man respond? Come on, y'all. Y'all could take on another chick. Let me get to these comments. Charlie Felton said, "Not she's still calling me." Charlie said, "Not doing that." Katia says, "Same here. I hate fighting all the time." Yeah, girl, it's terrible. Not at 43. Ufix is watching. Good morning. Where are you at? Good morning. It's evening here. I'm in Georgia. Well, Charlie says, right. Thank everybody for joining. Justice says, you should talk to my ex-friend. I will. I'm going to pull a call on her. You broke out with my paper friend? Well, yeah, wrong. Why did you do that? Like, you want me to pull a call? I can. I can put my caller hat. I'm going to get a caller hat. I can do that. Katia says, great advice. They confide in their women's friend way too much. Word. Word. Balance, no discussion. Absolutely. She said, right, sis. It's going to be all right, sis. I know it's going to be all right, girl, but it's just terrible. Y'all see? She's still calling me. And still texting me. It takes another man for him to right. It's not sincere. Right. Right, right, exactly. Coach it, hun. No accountability, right? Nah, son, right. Oil bread, sit there, honey, exactly. Athia says the analyst in itself is crazy. Right, we got a process just to break up with somebody. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to. Believe me, I did not do that, and I'm still breaking up with the cousin. I'm still doing it. I'm still breaking up with the cousin. You want to analyze. I almost want to say, can we get back together? I kid you not. I almost want to say, can we get back together so y'all can leave me the hell alone? Because we were not just, he didn't call me this much when we were in a relationship. And I got all these family members, I never even met them. So I almost want to get back together because I had less communication. I had to deal with this family. Lord. I'm kidding. I'm seriously thinking about getting back together because the breakup has gone all wrong. Can y'all tell him I want to get back together so y'all can leave me the hell alone? And he can leave me alone too because he didn't even call me as much when we were together. Okay? Please tell him I want to get back together. So he can leave me the hell alone. And tell Carla we're getting back together so she can be all right. Everybody's just watching. Justin doing LOL, making me laugh. I'm making y'all laugh, but y'all not even understanding. I will go get my blood pressure back. I will go get my blood pressure machine to show you. Y'all think I'm kidding? The whole time, this check? Am I even kidding? Oh, no, God. Carla, you. Damn it. No guys have responded yet. Get y'all homeboys together. Yo, who want another PayPal? Yo, who want another. Somebody got it. This girl got to get a man. She's got to get a man. I'm telling you. She's got to get a man. We're going to get her a man. Let's do a show call, Finding Carla's Man. Okay? But she's way too involved in this. And I never even met her. Maybe I did. Have I met you? Maybe I met her and don't know. I don't remember a Carla because I don't remember family members like that. Not names. It's mama, daddy, brother, sister. Like, I'm more immediate. I'm not. I don't know who she is. Anyway. We wrote back to the assets. Oh my God, we're almost done. Ask yourself, what do you want? What part of the assets you want? If you can, and you're the one that wants to break, let the assets go. Sometimes just be like, don't be like, I want this, and I want that rug, and I want them curtains, and that's my best. But if you gave somebody 100%, let them have it all. God will restore. Don't start picking and choosing. Oh, I want this, I want that one. Take your stuff and be out, okay? Maybe the stuff is more valuable than it is. Split 50-50, maybe consider that. I wrote down, give it all to them, can you? If so, do it. Be blameless, not spiteful, not envious, not petty, not hateful, not revengeful, not jealous, not evil, okay? I also will be considerate, but this is what you call being considerate goes wrong because when the 50% turned 75%, that dropped down to 10 and now in the negative, started trying to get back at me, at that point, I should have just been like, nah. But me being considerate because I miss you and, you know, the baby miss you and, oh, this person miss you. Our fans miss the show. This one's missing you. I miss you. Like, I should have just been like, nah. Leave me alone. No. But instead of me doing that, you know me, I got a heart, big, gigantic, out to here. I was like, oh, you do? Oh, my God, okay. You know what I mean? And don't break up how I broke up. Because that breakup will go wrong. For me, I'm going to pick up the ticket that's ripped up in the garbage, get back together, and tell the person in first class seat, get up so that person can sit in your seat, and we try to pick up. No, do not break up how I broke up. Please don't do that. However, I wrote down, be considerate about feelings, emotions, and boundaries in the check-ins. People like to do the little miscellaneous check-ins. You're right, just calling to see how you doing. I haven't been sleeping much. I haven't been eating much. Don't break up how I broke up. Final chop once and for all. Because remember, you're analyzing before you even break up. So by the time it comes to break up, you're absolutely sure. There's no reason for the check-ins and the oh, let's go to the movies. Oh, we can get a quick bite. We can, we can go to the mountains. Like we can take pictures. We can act like we're still together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't break up how I broke up because it will go wrong, terribly, terribly wrong. Trying to consider somebody's feelings can go terribly wrong. Consider, I'm not saying be selfish. I don't got a selfish bone in my body. But when you're about to break up, that's when it's time to be selfish because you have to consider yourself and your own feelings. Because remember, you're the one that was given 100%, and you're running on E at that moment. The only people's feelings need to be considered is yours. And the only help that needs to be considered is yours. All of that other, oh, I think he feels bad, or let me go check on him, make sure he's all right. Or I'm not just saying he, it's not just about me. Although that's all the I can think about, because I'm still breaking up with the family. But it's not just about he, it could be she. I'm sorry, Doctor, if I sound biased, but I'm just saying, put yourself first when it comes to the breakup, because it can go wrong. Like, it went wrong for me, it's going to go wrong, horribly wrong, horribly wrong. Please. Okay? Next is how to break up. This is a whole new page. Oh, my God, it's almost 9:30. Let me block, stop, stop. How to break up is so important. I wrote down, in person would be ideal. If you spend that much time in a relationship, you owe that person a face-to-face, one-on-one powwow, preferably in a public place. Don't do it like how I try to do it. No. I wish somebody would have told me, don't break up with nobody at their house. Girl, you crazy? I didn't know that. I thought we can have a sit-down and a powwow. No, break up in a public place. Say, hey, let's go out to lunch. Breakfast. Break up there in front of everybody. I messed up. I shouldn't have did it that way. If it didn't, Lord knows I paid the price for that. But you, if you choose to, only got 90 seconds. If you choose to break up in a public place, in person, preferably that person owed, I don't know, depending on how bad they were in a relationship. Me, I should have been like, deuces, stop texting me, delete, block, blah. Next is on the phone. Text is good because you want to keep a record of the boundaries that person's violating. You know what I mean? To stop texting me. I like having a record, especially if you don't know that person's up against, like me, you may have to go to the courthouse. It's good to have a record of the breakup. Chill out with the phone calls, or maybe even have that be the initial breakup. The next one needs to be text messages, because you don't know where that person's going to go with that breakup. Some people will go, okay, good, you know what, it's nice knowing you. You know, sorry it didn't work out, and be like, peace, and go about their day. Now, shoot, people are ending up on the ID channel when you're trying to break up. You see what I'm saying? Be very, very careful with that. So after y'all break up, and then after that breakup time, that person still keeps contacting you, that's when you want to start the text stream, because you want to start having a record of the harassment, you know, like I do. You want to start having a record of the harassment. Be careful. Be very careful. Don't be nasty or rude. Don't be hostile. And say exactly what the issues are, you know, in the breakup. And the reason why I say that is because then we start dating your ex that you didn't break up with properly, and then we get with them, and they come with the same problems that you didn't work out. Because you never told them what the hell their problem was. So had you broke up with them properly and told them this is what your problem is, then maybe you need to work on this, and maybe you need to work on that. Then by the time they get into a new relationship and meet us, they don't come with that same baggage. So that's why you want to text the person what the problems are. And they'll know that you've always been talking about what the problems are, what you don't like. But you know what, y'all? I got to take a break to get out. Hold on. I could end the show, or I can... I'm just going to end the show because it's over at 9:30 anyway. We're on overtime, and Box Club is probably not going to allow me to do too much overtime. We're probably going to do a part two because I got all this stuff to avoid. Avoiding being broken up with, I want to talk to y'all too, because somebody should have told him, yo, if you don't want to lose that girl, you need to stop. Or you need to step it up. And then I got a whole page called Aftermath, When to Date, How Soon to Date After the Breakup. Like, I got a whole bunch of stuff that I did not cover because Carla. So let's just do a part two. Okay, I'll do a part two. So I'm going to end it now. I've got to be respectful of your time. If y'all got some breakups, that went wrong and you want to be a guest on the next part two, please get at me in the inbox. If y'all got a man for caller so she can divert her attention to somebody else, this is getting very unhealthy. For not just me, for her. For her, I feel bad for her. Like, damn, sis, you ain't got nothing else to do but text me about your damn cousin. I could see if it was your son, your baby boy, and his heart is broken and he's home crying. You're talking about your 49-year-old cousin. He's 49. He's 49, boo-boo. Like, I'm 43. He's 49 and I'm 43. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know, is it? I was going to say, God is so good because I used to be savage. And I'm surprised the savage hasn't come out in all of this. That's when you know you're growing in the Lord. You better ask about me, boo-boo. I got to go, y'all. Over and out.